Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, there are times where it's worthy of spreading love, and when it comes to this particular person, they deserve all the love in the world. You know, if I can tell you a brief story. Growing up, you know, my father was Eagles, 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 and oh, by the way, occasionally Phillies. There was nothing else. So growing up as a kid, you know, my earliest memories were always watching the Eagles with my father on Sunday with this little apartment. So we rearranged the furniture and pulled close to the TV. We had this little pull-out tray, and you know, I had a beagle at the time, and I remember the beagle would sleep on the ottoman of like the lounger, and just we would watch the games. Those are my earliest memories of watching sports. So much of my passion and love of sports comes from my father. And as I mentioned, the Eagles were always number one. And, you know, as you get older, you expand your horizons and you learn about the other sports. And, you know, I love all sports, but my father has always stuck to the Eagles first, followed by everybody else a distant second. So that's where, although I've covered the Phillies, I covered the Phillies for 9 years. I covered the Sixers for 9 years full time. You know, my true love always began with the Eagles and with the NFL. And it's funny when you, once you get into it and you start to memorize rosters and, you know, years go by and you can remember specific timelines and specific teams and who was performing, who wasn't performing, and everything else in between. You fast forward in time and you look back at the, you know, the dynamic players, you know, of a particular era. You know, and I remember waiting outside training camp, outside of the dorms, hoping to get an autograph of Randall Cunningham, or Reggie, or Jerome Brown, and you know, various players mixed in between, Calvin Williams, Fred Barnett, and you know, years go by and rosters change, and you see, you know, okay players, you see what ifs, and I remember back when that day came when they were able to get Terrell Owens. And it was the same feeling that I think Flyers fans had on draft night when they knew they were getting Eric Lindros. It was that moment you're like, oh, my God, they're going to win a title now. This was a guarantee they're going to win. They grabbed the best player you know, on earth in their sport. Now, Lindros had never played an NHL game at that point, but that was the feeling. And it was the same feeling most Eagles fans had when they had acquired Terrell Owens. I'm like, this was it. This was the moment. All these years, they finally have a top-tier wide receiver. Here we go. And, you know, sadly, they came so close but fell short. How I'm feeling right here and now with the acquisition of A.J. Brown, I can equate to Terrell Owens. Now, I don't mean that. I say that not in the sense to compare the two. Terrell Owens, a top 3, 4, 5 wide receiver all time. That's how dynamic Terrell Owens was. But A.J. Brown brings something to this organization they have lacked since Terrell Owens. A.J. Brown is that dynamic a wide receiver. He's only been in the NFL for 3 seasons. He has 24 touchdowns in those 3 seasons. Now, you might say, well, that's a tremendous number, but it's, you know, I suppose it could be better. Not really. Given what he had to work with in Ryan Tannehill, who was the quarterback for the Tennessee Titans, who is not very good. And I'm still baffled as to what Tennessee was thinking to move on from A.J. Brown, because it's not like he's just coming off a massive injury or anything. He's a tremendous athlete. And although this Eagles team is far from perfect, they have many holes to fill. I was one of many who had the mindset, well, there's no lure to come to Philadelphia. Like, given where this Eagles team is, it's like if you're a free agent or you're someone who has a no-trade clause to where you'd have to waive it, you know the Eagles are interested in you. What's the lure to want to come to Philadelphia? Right? You look at the roster and you say, well, Jalen Hurts, I don't know. He started one season plus 20 games overall. I don't know how I feel about him. I'm not super excited to want to go there. Nick Sirianni, young guy, I don't know. I know they won the Super Bowl 5 years ago, but that's 5 years ago. On defense, yeah, they have Darius Slay. They just signed Hassan Reddick, but they're a team that may be in purgatory. I don't know if they're up and coming, if they're on the verge of being a true contender. So I'll reserve. I'll pass. I'll look elsewhere. When you bring in someone like A.J. Brown, the NFL takes notice. Every player in the league takes notice. And that's why Howie Roseman and the Eagles were the story in round number one. When you shock everyone, acquire someone like that, and then give them a 4-year extension, that's a huge deal. And I have all the love in the world right now for A.J. Brown. He could have said, I'm good. Yeah, you want to trade me? That's fine, but I'm going somewhere else. I don't want to be in Philly. But he was certainly open because he was going to get that 4-year, $100 million contract from anybody. He's that good a wide receiver. For those who wanted DK Metcalf, Debo Samuel, he's of that ilk. He's that talented. And this Eagles team has lacked that kind of talent since Terrell Owens. And now they have it. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to win a Super Bowl right away. They're not there. They need a lot of help on defense still. We don't know about the offense. There's no more excuses for Jalen Hurts, though. This is the moment for Jalen Hurts. He will be judged accordingly. You have top-tier weapons now. Not only do you have A.J. Brown, but you have a number two in Devontae Smith. You have a tight end in Dallas Goedert. You still have a great offensive line. You have a stable of running backs. And I think what amplifies my excitement with A.J. Brown, it signifies the end of one of the worst picks this team has had in a long time in Jalen Reagor. Thank God! Jalen, bye! We'll take a conditional pick for you. It's time to move on. Howie, admit the mistake. I'm applauding Howie, but yet saying move on from your mistake at the same time. Admit fault and move on. I'm glad that Howie was able to acknowledge you got to bring in the talent now. You got to pay for the known player versus the unknown and becoming Matt Millen. And drafting a wide receiver for the third year in a row in the first round, even though I wanted Jameson Williams, because I didn't think Howie would have the guts to acquire a veteran. I mean, a first round and a third round pick, that's a lot. And you're paying him. But I'm telling you, A.J. Brown is the real deal. Every Eagles fan should be super excited right now. And I just want to share the love. This is a beautiful thing. It's not the end. This isn't where they're supposed to be. But it sure as hell is a step in the right direction. The arrow now points straight up with the offense moving forward. When before, I didn't even have it down the middle. I had it pointing down. An offense in purgatory. Now, for the first time, Jalen Hurts, there are no more excuses. Nick Sirianni put the best offensive game plan available together. There is no more running the ball every single down, because guess what? Running only gets you so far. In today's NFL, you cannot win a Super Bowl if your identity is running the ball. You have to have dynamic passing. As we learned, we watched the playoffs. You need dynamic passing to win a Super Bowl. So you got a huge step forward beginning today. All right, let's go to the phones. Brian in Collegeville's on WIP. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, man?
It's very exciting.
Isn't it?
This draft is, well, yeah, the only thing I don't understand is how anyone can be critical of the front office at all, because they finally did what we've been asking them to do, mm-hmm. to stop going after the JJs and the Ragers from teams that don't matter.
Right.
So what do? They, you know, first of all, the AJ pick is incredible. Mm-hmm. I've been a Jalen Hurts bandwagon for a while now, and finally he has two legitimate options. But I just don't understand how anyone can be critical of Davis. First of all, we've been asking.
Go ahead. Make your point, Brian. Go ahead.
We've been asking for them to choose the most known commodity possible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he played for Georgia, and they did pretty well last year, and they play in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one caller you had said they wanted Hamilton, and I don't agree with that at all.
Well, no.
He wanted
Josh Hamilton.
Yeah, but he's not the only one, and I'm not saying from your show or WIP, but you know,
Kyle
there's a
Hamilton,
lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kyle Hamilton.
I said Josh because I'm thinking of baseball for some reason. But yeah, Kyle Hamilton. Right. Well, yeah.
So
I mean, you know what it is, Brian. Many they think of the safety, which the Eagles do need, as a like the leader of the defense, and they're looking for the next player to take the leadership role.
Yeah, but unfortunately, people don't realize that it's pretty easy to think Notre Dame's a great team because through politics and weird, awkward situations with a half a year of cupcake teams that they face, they always find themselves in the Final Four,
mm-hmm.
it seems like, every year. But really, they don't have many players that pan out in the NFL, unlike really strong SEC teams.
Yeah.
And the front office finally did exactly what we've been asking. They got multiple commodities that are relatively known, especially leading with AJ, and it's super exciting.
Well, let me ask you this, Brian, because I got to be honest. I thank God for the A.J. Brown acquisition, because I was down on the Brandon Davis, or Jordan Davis. When you trade up to draft Jordan Davis, I wasn't super excited about it. Like, I know he plays in the SEC. I mean, it's the closest thing you're going to get to NFL talent. But I struggle to see, like, what is he good at specifically that you need to have him on your team? Like, he's not great against the run, and he's not one who gets to the quarterback often.
Well, personally, through watching them play and beating up on some other teams that I actually like mm-hmm. in the SEC, he is a bit of a diamond in the rough. But I mean, I think what they did was compromise. They wanted just a giant who is a diamond in the rough, and mm-hmm. they finally got one from a team that has a lot of credibility.
Yeah.
I think that he is going to be a big anchor on that defense. And they've already added to the defense this year. You're right. They still need a safety. There's other pieces and holes in the team that they need to address. But at the same time, this is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just going to be nothing short of but I don't think he needs time. I don't think this is a look to the future 3 years from now. I think that their defense is going to be pretty good, especially, there was talk about bringing in a certain honey badger.
Mm-hmm.
That,
yeah, I guess maybe.
As a safety.
Yeah, Tyrann Mathieu, maybe they still will. It appears, I mean, the reason hasn't signed with the team was he's asking for a lot of money. So maybe at some point he finally comes to his senses and realizes he's not going to get what he's demanding. And hopefully the Eagles are there to scoop him up.
People say that about every year, that Tyrann Mathieu is looking for money, or they're not sure about like where he's going to fit and things like that. And he always delivers. So I just feel like he's going to find a place, especially, I mean, hopefully it is Philly, because if they had him, 2 days ago, it looked like this team could be in for maybe a worse season.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Brian, thanks, man. If you're able to acquire Tyrann Mathieu, it's a tremendous pickup, and it changes your mindset on the upcoming season. I agree with you. But I am not as excited with trading up and selecting Jordan Davis as some are, only because I there are some red flags there. And and I was listening to our draft show here on WIP. I tuned in real quick. You know, I wanted to hear what their reaction was, and it was a nice round table of individuals, some who cover the team, some former players, and none were super excited about that selection. That's why I'm so thankful A.J. Brown came out of nowhere. Otherwise, I would have been a little disappointed in that first round. But that doesn't mean I'm not happy. Listen, A.J. Brown was the subject of my love segment for a reason. 215-592-9494. Take more of your calls on the other side, and we'll fill you in on all the happenings from Thursday. Wow, it was busy. And could this been the most positive Thursday in Philadelphia sports in about a calendar year?
Are we that spoiled in Philadelphia?
For the last 24 hours, jolly, it's possible. WIP Sports Time is 319.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.